There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Tuesday. It is deadline, trade deadline day. It's John Lopez, Figgy, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Hope you are having a good one. Hope you're staying dry. I know that there's a lot of weather out here all over.
Get out and vote. Doesn't matter.
I had to swim to get to work, man. I had to swim to get
it. It was wet, huh?
It was crazy.
That's tough.
I had to turn around and don't drown.
Oh,
man.
For real? You really had one of
the street. Yeah, I'm like, I don't trust this.
That's tough.
So I had to go around.
One of the great reasons to live close to work if you have the opportunity. But of course, in this great city of Houston, that's not always easy to do. Regardless, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. We mentioned this deadline day. We also mentioned earlier that it feels like there won't be very many moves. As reported by Jonathan M. Alexander, I mentioned that Diane Russini had talked about last week that the Texans didn't seem to be interested in making a move for wide receiver. And one of the things also that was evident, Troy of Texans Cap, we talked about this yesterday. He pointed out that there was only $5.5 million in cap space that'd be available. That's not a lot of room to take contracts into. And so the deadline to make moves on your contracts to create space would have been 3 p.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
And we said that that would be illustrative in trying to figure out if maybe moves were on the way. Well, nothing gets done there. So they, again, only have $5.5 million of space to work with. And so that also gives us an idea that moves are likely not coming. But yeah, there's people talking about, hey,
they could, though.
They still could.
Hell, the Chiefs, you just heard it on the Sports Minute there.
Yeah.
They made five moves since the start of the season.
You could talk to other teams and be like, hey, take the bulk of that.
Yeah,
and it's ways around it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that would make the deal a little bit more expensive. But that was one of my issues as well, is that with the idea that maybe they don't make trades. It feels like trades have been relatively cheap, unless you're the Cowboys. But other than that, like, it feels like everybody has been paying pretty low prices on a deal relatively. So it just feels like a missed opportunity in some ways.
Yeah.
But we'll see ultimately how that goes. One of the things that you always get if you keep it locked on Sports Radio 610 on Tuesdays, Pendergast talked to Ross Tucker. He's a fantastic former offensive lineman, now media guy, calls games for Westwood One and on TV for CBS. And he did a little bit of homework, and he looked at all of the 7 sacks from the New York game. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's some interesting things that we can take away from his attributing of blame in there. Now, I know that there was 8 sacks, but he looked at it and he was like, one of those he did not think should be considered as a sack. So I'll lean on his understanding here. But he gave us 7. This is how he started off.
The first one was the nickel DJ Reed off the left edge. The offensive line was sliding right. Yeah. So that's either the running back is supposed to block him or no one's supposed to block him, and the quarterback is supposed to throw the ball quickly to the receiver or running back or whatever. Okay, so that's number one. Number two was almost entirely left guard Kenyon Green. Number three was definitely entirely left guard Kenyon Green. Number four was a TT where I didn't think the right guard, Shaq Mason, and the center, Drew Scruggs, did a good enough job. I'd probably put it more on Scruggs.
So that's how he starts, the first four. And one of the things that becomes abundantly clear in there, hey, man, left guard.
Yeah.
Left guard, and you'll hear another instance where the left guard gets alluded to. And this is why I feel like a move, I know that you're not going to fix the offensive line in one fell swoop, but I think that a singular move could have been hugely helpful, and maybe that move ultimately ends up being Jarrett Patterson stepping into that space and holding it down, is when you have a single spot attributing like damn near half of the issues in a single game, like outright, like being that's the issue and that's the reason why you had a sack, of course, outside of, you know, other situations. I feel like this is where I talk about the floor of this. You get somebody in there, even if they don't have to be incredible, but if they're not having those particular blown tires in protection, now you can actually get to some of the things that can possibly give you answers. When it comes to, all right, well, we're taking on a lot of pressure, but we're not having those particular big catastrophic things, and that should be able to help you level it out. And so that's where some of my frustration will come in if they don't actually make a move.
And I don't think you're wrong. I think you fix the left guard position, even if with a player who's just the mean, just the middle of the pack. You're going to get better, but as you listen, it's not just that. And how high or low is the floor? If you fix that, is the floor going to raise that much significantly?
Sure. Yeah. All right. So this is Ross Tucker continuing as he evaluates the various reasons for the sacks that the Texans suffered in New York.
The fifth one was on Stroud and the running back. So this is the biggest concern for me for the Texans going forward, is that Stroud is like starting to get a little bit spooked. The fifth one, Stroud's backing up. Like he's kind of afraid of what's going on, so he backs up. Tunsil took the guy around at like 8 or 9 yards. That should be okay. But Stroud dropped back too far, didn't want to step up. And also the running back, I couldn't see who it was, but the running back totally missed on Sherwood, the safety coming late. The sixth one was just a total whiff by the left guard, in this case, Kendrick Green. Kendrick Green, in this case, totally whiffed. And then the last one, the right side just kind of gave up too much push. Yeah. But that was another one where I'd like to see C.J. Stroud get rid of the ball. It's bothering me. Like, some of these, he has to throw the ball away.
So I thought that got really interesting, because the secondary part, I'm sure you can tell.
Hey, what did I say last week? David Carr syndrome.
Yeah, CJ getting spooked, but this is where CJ accepting responsibility, where I have to do better. Like, I think it visibly comes up is the idea of getting the ball out, and which is something that he did well last year, right? Throwing the ball away. But I was talking to you in a break yesterday about a piece by Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer talking about how you have – Patrick Mahomes dealing with a lot of checkdowns, right? And how, his trajectory from being a guy who's really, going downfield and really airing it out to a dude who's doing checkdowns and doing them effectively.
Yeah.
I think that some of that is factoring into CJ. CJ needs to get the ball out quickly, sometimes not hold the ball so long. Sacks are often said to be a quarterback stat as opposed to an offensive line stat. It feels like that is a role that he also still has to play in helping this out as well.
No, I totally agree, but I think that's also the worry. That's why I said, look, he's not going to be David Carr, but I think the way I put it is he's showing some symptoms. He said literally what I mentioned last week, and that is the way he was backing up and just crumbling. That is something that, yes, C.J. Stroud can fix, but boy, you have to surround him with guys that can help him fix it a little easier. And maybe that is just someone at left guard who's average, but Stroud has to, I'm worried, as he said, he's getting a little scared back there, and that's something we've seen before.
Yeah, I mean, but there's the fear, and I think there's also the opportunities to,
sure,
and this is not just CJ Stroud. I think some of this will also be on your play call to give you more opportunities to get the ball out quickly, but this is also your quarterback needs to get the ball out quickly, and especially early downs and those types of things to give you the third and manageable. We haven't had that conversation a lot recently, but that still ends up being an issue of sorts. And if you're finding yourself in third and long situations or running backwards and take yourself out of field goal position because you are trying so hard to give yourself more time for plays to develop and such. And so I found that to be an interesting kind of assessment of the sacks and what they tell us. Again, left guard, I think, is something that is because it's such a large portion of the pass protection issues, not the entirety of them, but a large portion. I feel like there's still so much room to help yourself by addressing that, by a change that is absolutely going to happen without Kenyon Green. But I do wonder to what degree of success.
And maybe that's part of the equation that the Texans are using in terms of not making a deal. If we have a guy that can just be good, just be okay, then it'll give us a chance this year to a puncher's chance, you know, and then we'll evaluate again at the end of the year.
Yeah. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. And it is indeed election day. So if you have not yet, go ahead and vote. Best of luck to you.
Who are you voting for
in that regard? Don't tell me that. I don't want to know.
Like, I'll tell you, the question of the day has what we'll vote for.
Yeah. Okay. However, question of the day, what are some things that real people would want on a ballot that could sway the election? I'm not talking about like huge policies. I'm talking about, hey, man, bring your pet to work month. Yeah. Things of that sort. Yeah. Text them in 713-572-4610. That's a 5-hour energy fan line, and we'll discuss next.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.